WAKDK, Latrun, Ohio.
WAKDK, this is KB8DXE. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Just watching the storm, so I'm online here.
Yeah, we're keeping the fingers crossed that the red stuff stays south of us like it appears to be, so we should be good for another few hours.
Roger.
WAKDK, may I have a name and location just for my personal information?
Handle is Dave, Dog Able Victor Easy, Litchfield, Ohio, Medina County.
Very good, Dave. You're making it fine and then business into the repeater. Clear, clean signal there, so it's doing well. Are you getting much storm activity in your area at this point?
Yes, I get a lot of hot lightning and rain's coming down quite hard.
Very good, very good. Well, at least it's hanging loose there. Is the Medina County, I'm sure the Medina County Skywarn is active, correct?
Don't know, negative on that, I don't know.
CAUCA.
Hello there, Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just Daniel. No, there's no head up, Medina County.
Right, Russ, thank you. That should be 147030, correct?
That's correct, WBAUTA.
All right, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll bring ours up in the standby. If anybody has any traffic report from Medina, we can probably take it for you. Standby. KB8DXE with tones. Attention all stations on this frequency. This is KB8DXE for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At 10:09 tonight, PM, the National Weather Service has not issued any warnings for the Cuyahoga County. We are under a outlook that we could be brought into a storm situation. We are currently opening the net up in a standby mode so that we can take stations from Medina or surrounding counties if means are not available. The repeater is open for normal use, but we ask that people keep spaces between your communications in case people may have traffic to pass. Thank you for your cooperation. This is KB8VXC from Cuyahoga County Skywarn. K8WFL, KB8VXC.
Okay, WFL, finally made it here and got everything set up at the house. What you need?
I didn't know if you were still mobile or not. If you were, I was going to advise you that they just put a severe warning for your area, and that looked like a lot of rain was about to hit you.
Sure, I'm home, and we're getting a lot of rain and sporadic hits of hail. Just so you know, I don't think there's any nets or anything up out east here, but I do know there's about 7 or 8 of them on the Ashtabula repeater Jefferson right now, and I've got them on Echolink.
Very good, Jim. Well, we're standing by here kind of monitoring. If things cool down, I'll take this thing out of net mode and just, you know, kind of stand by.
Oh, no problem. I will be here for a while, and between the Echolink, the radio, and I got the HT monitor and the 255 for Lake County, you know, but 147.255, no PL is their Skywarn frequency right now. The 700's down.
All right, I forgot, didn't catch that. It was 147 what?
147.255, 147.255. no PL. It's the repeater at Lakeland College there at 306 and 90. It's got pretty good coverage. You can get into it pretty much from anywhere, and there's no PL tone.
Roger that. I don't know if I'll be able to make it from that far with my antenna. It's up there, but it's not up that high.
Roger, no problem. Like I say, if you need it, we can work it here and anything you need. And if you do have a relief coming in or somebody's going to be up listening around, I will be in and out here.
Appreciate that, Tim. We'll try a few people here. I'm going to say I'm good till midnight, but I think we'll try and see if Don's up, and if he can grab it, that'll be fine. I'll be back later on.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, we can give you whatever you need on this, the east side and the counties to the east. And do know that there's folks in Ashtabula County and western PA that are up and kind of listening around to no formal nights, just everybody kind of watching it rain.
That's about all you can do at this point. Very good, Tim. Well, like I said, I think I'm going to take this out of the standby mode and we'll let it see what happens. Take care, sir. KB8VXE.
Yeah.
This is KVA-TXE, net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At this time, we are standing down the net. Weather has moved west and south of us. Other Skywarn areas are active at this time to pick up traffic. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone participating in the net. Cuyahoga County Skywarn would also like to thank LIRA and the 442.125 group for use of its repeaters. Please stand by so the repeater can be returned to normal operations. KB8VXE.
NAWG.
Station calling, try again.
November 8th, Whiskey Golf Echo, just for your knowledge, I already called this in the national weather, in Lake County, Willoughby, East Lake, Route 91 and 2. We have measured 3/4 inch hail coming down right now, and it's been doing so for the last 3 to 5 minutes. But again, I already called that in the national weather, I'm just letting you guys know.
All right, KAWFL is monitoring for Lake County area. He's also monitoring this frequency too. Would you repeat the report again one more time?
In East Lake, Willoughby border, Route 2, 91 area, 3/4 inch hail measured. I already called it in the National Weather Service on the 800 line. I just wanted to share it with you guys so you're aware of it. NAWGE.
NAWGE. Thanks much for the info. Doesn't hurt to have that. And respond that you did call that in. Recognize it's called in. Thank you, sir. This is KB8PXE.
NAWGE
to net. NAWGE, go ahead, sir.
Okay, intensity of hail has increased and the size now is measured. I've got measured at about 1 inch to 1.25 inches in size.
Do you have a time of start and is it still going?
Right now, as we speak.
Okay, give me a call when it stops, and if you want to call that into NWS, well, I can do that.
Whichever you want, it doesn't matter, I can call.
Yeah, you made the first call. You might as well follow through on that one. They've already got the connection there. And like I said, give them the start of the hail and the duration. It's important on their side. Very good. KB8, DXC.
Kilo 8 Sierra Alpha Sierra, Stephen Garfield, just checking into the net.
K8FAS, good evening, Steve. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just checking into the net, so just want to get it back.
Steve, we kind of closing that down. It's informal, just monitoring the situation at this time. We were opening up for other counties. They apparently had trouble getting into theirs, so we were holding it open, kind of like a standby to take traffic for them if they needed to. So right now, there's nothing going on.
Okay, very good there. Thank you very much for the info. Yeah, we're just outside looking at the light show in the backyard over here. It's all around us, thankfully, but I thought I'd turn on and I heard you on there, so I thought I'd check in, but I'm just listening, and hopefully we'll have a quiet night in our area, but you never know, we'll be on the side then. KDSCS, take over here.
Well, Steve, we'll see what happens in 3 hours. There's more stuff coming. You take care, sir. We'll catch you later. K8SAS 73, KD8DXC.
Okay, hang on, guys. They're upgrading. They're sending out some tornado warnings coming up for Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'll be right back, KD8DXC. KB8DXC, what sounds? Attention all stations on frequency, this is KB8VXC, net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service in Cleveland has issued a tornado warning for Cuyahoga County in Northeast Ohio, Northeastern Lorain County, until midnight Eastern Daylight Time. At 11:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 8 miles north of Avon Lake, 13 miles northeast of Lorain, and moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Cleveland, Strongsville, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, West Lake, Lakewood, Euclid. Let's just say all of west side of Cleveland. Any stations with severe weather reports for damage or hail, please call now. This is KB8VXC, net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At 11:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado. This is a dangerous storm was located 8 miles north of Avon Lake, 13 miles northeast of Lorain, and moving at southeast at 30 miles per hour. Pretty much all of Cuyahoga County is affected. Right. Direct and net, and all traffic will pass through net control. We are currently looking for reports of tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, hail, flooding in progress, storm damage. Any station with reports of this nature, please call now. At 11:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the NWS has issued a tornado warning for Cuyahoga County. Are there any stations with reports of tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, flooding in progress, storm damage? Any station with reports of this nature, please call now.
JH with an observation.
Yeah, Gene.
Very strange. I heard the tornado warning over WTAM. I was listening to the game. So I grabbed my radio by HT Yaesu and went down and put on the weather channel, and they did not repeat the warning. So I don't know. They said the tornado was like 13 miles northeast of Avon Lake. So I don't know where that would exactly put it. It was a thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is how they said it, but they have not repeated it. All they keep repeating now on the weather service is a tornado watch for Lorain, Medina, and Lorain and Medina counties until midnight. Lorain, Medina, and Summit counties until midnight, and neither of my radios that have a warning signal went off. So I don't understand this.
Control at AAUC, returning to your earlier call.
Bye, Eric. Okay, first stations on this frequency, we are in a warning. Please keep your transmissions short and to the point. Regarding weather alert, maybe something went with your radio. Mine went off. We are just looking for storms. It's good till midnight. We do have a tornado warning in effect at this time. 8AUC, KV8DX8.
This is 8AUC. Go ahead, Carl.
I was just curious, how late would you be available tonight?
Can hang out till about midnight.
All right, can I put you down as auxiliary at this point?
Yeah, you can put me down as auxiliary. I'm watching the radar picture on the NWS website right now, and it looks interesting.
All right, I have to bail for a couple hours at midnight, so hopefully this should be over by that time, and everything will go even. If I need a little extra coverage, would you be able to handle that?
I can stick around till midnight. Beyond midnight, I gotta hit the rack.
Very good, sir. We'll see what happens. KB8DXC, net control for Cuyahoga County Skyway.
This is N8AUC.
This is KB8DXC, net control for Cuyahoga County Skyway. This is a direct and net, and all traffic will pass through net control. We are currently looking for reports of tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, hail, flooding in progress, storm damage. Any station with reports of this nature, please call now.
Emergency break, 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 break.
Ed.
Folks, Channel 19 News is showing some nasty radar stuff, and they're saying it's coming into Cleveland and Bratton off. Regardless of what the weather service says, everybody in Cleveland should take cover, and we shouldn't be taking sunshine reports right now.
Thank you. Mike in Seven Hills, may we have your call sign again?
KA8MZS, Mike in Seven Hills.
KA8MZS, thank you, sir. Standby stations.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
This is KB8DXC, net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. This is a directed net and all traffic will pass through net control. We are currently looking for reports of tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, flooding in progress, storm damage. Any station with reports of this nature, please call now.
Control 8AUC, priority.
Ed.
Based on what's showing on the radar at NWS, anybody east of Cleveland, say between downtown and the county line, should probably be taking cover right about now. Echo. Looks like it's about to come ashore. Precip Echo is at 50 DVZ. It might be weakening a little bit, but still, now's the time for them to be ducking and covering.
AUC, thank you. AUC, please report District 2. Calling.
Control AUC, what would you like me to report to District 2?
They're calling us.
Be right there.
CATO to net. Go ahead, Bill.
I just checked with the NOAA, the radio warning, the FM station in Chesterland, and they announced that the tornado watch for Cleveland has been canceled. Over.
Stand by, we're getting confirmation on that at District 2. Stand by. KB8BXC, net control, Cuyahoga County, Skywarn.
Go ahead. Hey, Carl. Here's the latest from District 2. Tornado warning for Cuyahoga and Lorain has been canceled. The conditions that caused it to be issued no longer exist. Tornado watch has been extended for our area until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the District 2 net has shut down because they don't need to be up anymore. And we are clear to shut down at our leisure. But I would still suggest that folks east of Cleveland keep their heads down for now.
Thank you very much for that information, Eric.
This is NADAC, back to net control.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll keep the net open for about 5 more minutes to see what happens. Let the rest of the weather spill out for a minute. This is KB8BXE, net control for Cuyahoga County, Skywarn. This is KB8BXE, net control for Cuyahoga County, Skywarn. At this time, we are standing down the net. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and is no longer to be severe. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who participated in the net. Cuyahoga County Skywarn would also like to thank LIRA and the 442.125 group for use of their repeaters. Please stand by so the repeater can be returned to normal operations. KB8BXE. KB8BXE.
KD8VXC, this is KDSAS. You there, Carl?
SAS, KD8VXC, yes, sir, sort of. What you need, Steve?
Just to let you and everybody else know, I'm monitoring Fox 8 Cleveland and its live stream. And it just came out with a severe thunderstorm warning for Cuyahoga County until 2:45.
Unfortunately, I'm mobile right now and unable to do anything on that. I think KC8NZJ is able to pick that up temporarily.
KC8NZJ, this is KDSAS Steve over here. Did you copy?
Negative. Do you have weather traffic?
Yeah, I'm watching Fox 8 live stream right now from their weather channel with Andre, and they just announced a severe weather warning for Cuyahoga County until 2:45.
All right, yeah, thanks.
We've got the warnings. We're actually sitting at the Weather Service right now, so we're going to bring up a net in just a second. KC8M set, Jay.
K8SES on the side listening.
BXC mobile clear.
KC8M set, Jay, with Tones.
Attention, all stations on frequency, this is Kilo Delta 8 Tango Whiskey Golf, net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At 1:44 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the National Weather Service in Cleveland issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Cuyahoga and Medina counties until 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time. At 1:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from 15 miles west of Westlake to 15 miles southwest of Lodi and moving east at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Litchfield, Strongsville, Medina, Cleveland, Lodi, Westlake, Lakewood, and Brunswick. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Cuyahoga and Medina counties until 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Any station that has emergency traffic, again, emergency traffic only, please call now. Eric, this is KD8TWG net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. This is a directed net, and all traffic must pass through net control. We are currently looking for reports of tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, hail, flooding in progress, and storm damage. Any station with reports of this nature, please call KD8PWG now. Being heard, is anybody available to be a liaison to the District 2 net? Please call now. Section District 2 is not up, so KC8NZJ will be my liaison. Is there anybody with traffic reports of severe weather? Again, we are looking for tornadoes, funnel clouds, wall clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, hail, flooding in progress, and storm damage. Any station with reports, please call KD8TWG now. Is KD8TWG net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. We are under a directed severe weather net due to the severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued for Cuyahoga County. That continues until 2:45 a.m. Eastern Time. We are currently taking both check-ins and reports. If you'd like to check in or have a report you'd like to submit to the net, please call KD8TWG.
Kilo 8 Sierra Alpha Sierra over the net.
K8SAS, KD8TWG, go ahead.
Roger, nothing really serious. We're getting some high wind now, about 40-mile-an-hour gusts in Garfield Heights at the north end of the Cuyahoga Valley with heavy downpours.
Thank you for that. Control acknowledges your report. 40-mile-per-hour winds, heavy downpour, K8SAS. This is KD8TWG.
K8SAS, we're listening.
Is KD8TWG net control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. We remain in a directed severe weather net due to the continuing severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect for Cuyahoga County. That warning expires in 15 minutes at 2:45 a.m. We are still taking check-ins and reports. If you would like to check in or if you have a report, feel free to call net control KD8TWG.
please repeat.
From Aurora.
Juliet Zulu Echo.
Echo Delta Echo.
Control acknowledges. Are you checking in or do you have a report?
Just checking in.
Very much. This is KDATWG.
November 8, Whiskey Lima Golf for that.
Ben.
Check in. No traffic.
Whiskey Lima Golf, I have you checked in. KDATWG Net Control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. Just a quick update. The severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for Cuyahoga County. However, it has now been canceled for the western half. So only the eastern half of the county is still covered under the severe thunderstorm warning, which continues until 2:45 a.m. KDATWG.
KDATWG.
Delta 8, Mike, Victor, Charlie.
QSL, location is Twinsburg Township.
Do you have a report, or are you simply checking in?
Both.
Go ahead with your report.
There's going to be a time lapse of approximately 5 to 10 minutes. Wind gusts approximately 40 to 45 miles an hour. That's it. And power out. And some minor street side flooding. QSL.
The location, please.
1 mile west of W. Twinsburg. Near the intersection of I-40 and Route 82.
Duration on that hail?
Size is approximately 1 to 2 minutes.
Very much. Net Control acknowledges KD8MVC's report. We will pass that on. Thank you very much. This is KD8TWG. This is KDATWG, Net Control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Cuyahoga County has expired, as it is 2:45 a.m. We will be taking any final check-ins or severe weather reports. Please call KDATWG. Right, this is KDATWG, Net Control for Cuyahoga County Skywarn. At this time, we are standing down the net. The severe weather that prompted the severe thunderstorm warning has moved out of the area. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone that participated in the net. Cuyahoga County Skywarn would also like to thank Lyra and the 442.125 repeater group for the use of its repeaters. Please stand by so the repeater can be returned to normal amateur use. Once again, this is KD8TWG.